Okay, how are you as a child?
I was treated well by my parents. They really taught me well.
Yeah, like how was your parents? Like, how did they like make you
Oh
grow up,
yeah,
like?
well, we were eight in the family. Of course, at that time we were deprived, we were striving. They could hardly make ends meet. But even then, my mom and my dad would find way to have food on the table and everything. So even if we were deprived, we didn't feel like we were really deprived kasi nga my parents were they're trying to find things to make us content.
Do you remember any of those kind of things, like simple things or?
Simple things like on especially on the birthdays of my brothers and sisters, even if they were really hard on making ends meet, they will always find a way to give us, a very nice dress for, for the girls, or money for the boys.
For the
And
boys.
that's always been the practice, even, when your birthday turns up. Yeah.
So, what kind of relationship did you have with your siblings, your brothers and sisters?
Of course, when we were young, we fight a lot. Sometimes there are times that we don't talk to each other. And my mom would always get in the middle of, you guys, you're the only one you're the only one, and why fight all the time? But even then, we always fight. We always at each other's, basta at each other's face. Pero in the end, as we get older, I think, it really got us really close.
Close.
And especially, there's no jealousy.
No jealousy.
No jealousy.
Good. Who is this? Living in the Philippines, has that and living here, what are like the major differences? I mean.
Well, when I was in the Philippines, even if I was really working really hard, the daman is not enough. But over here in the United States, if even if you're working and then you do your you do lots of overtime, I really can say that living for me here, living has given me a lot of opportunities, and especially material things that I didn't have back home. Over here, I can say that I can,
You
buy
can
it.
buy
I
it.
can afford to buy.
So how was like the education there? How were you as a student?
I could say that I was always the top 10 in class.
Ooh, did it
In class, I
dang.
didn't pay much attention when I was in college. But all of my brother, all of my sisters are always on the top 10.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, well, I could say that we're pretty, I don't
Pretty
want to say brag, but we're above
good.
normal.
Oh
Above normal.
nice. Oh
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, how well did you know your parents growing up?
Well, my mom and dad are, they're both working.
Working.
Yeah, but they would always find time, especially on weekends, to be together. And even if they're working at night when they get home, my mom would always spend time, well, especially with me, she would always find time to, sometimes she would even make the homework for me. So
Really?
that's how I was close with my, I was really closer to my mom, but I was kind of shy being with my dad, but I know my dad loves me.
Do you know any of their history?
No. Oh, well, I know that my mom came from a very well-off family, because she was saying, well, my oldest sister was saying that when my mom was single and, you know, they haven't met, she hasn't met my dad yet, she's in a very affluent family, and she would say that on weekends, her dad would fly her over in a helicopter.
Oh, really?
Pick her up from the campus on where she's going to college, and then drop her off somewhere, and on that weekend she would see about 3 or 4 movies on a weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I was told, that she's in a very, her family was very affluent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what I was told. But with my dad, you know, I know that he has 3 or 4 siblings, and I know them because they live in the same areas where I grew up, so I know them.
Okay, so how was the Philippines when you were growing up as a teenager? Now you're like a teenager, like, did you do anything, have like boyfriends, teenager stuff? Like, because over here it's like, you know, they go out malls and they party. How was it like in the Philippines?
I attended parties too, but during my time, I didn't think much of the boyfriend because there were so many things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, every other, like after school, they always have, you know, because our school has a basketball outside.
Yeah.
And after school hours, the guys from the town would just come over and play basketball. So there's so many things going around, like watching basketball, and then there were like after our school activities, like, you know, if you wanna help in the library, you don't need to, you know, you volunteer.
Yeah.
And that pretty much kept me busy. I didn't think of any boyfriend. I didn't have any boyfriend back then. Because there was so just, and then and every weekend my classmates would just come over and we just do stupid stuff. Like, you know, painting your nails, talk about boys, but nothing serious. I like growing up there.
Really?
Yeah. I love it there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to talk about the when you came to the United States. How did that happen?
We were naturalized. And I think before you reach age 21 or 22, you have to migrate here in the United States, in order so you won't lose your citizenship. That's what I understand way back then. So we were naturalized.
Can you explain like what naturalized means?
My mom's dad is an American, and my grandfather lived in the Philippines, and she, you know, that's where she ended up marrying my dad. And all along, all the while, she thought that she lost her citizenship.
Oh.
Because she stayed there and she voted.
Uh-huh.
Since my grandfather was running for a small, a town official, she voted against her will.
Oh.
Because she was asked by my grandfather to vote. She voted.